Hey, this is Susie Larson. If you don't have time to listen to the full podcast, here's a highlight from today's show. The full conversation is at myfaithradio.com. Talking to Dr. Brent Crow today, title of his book, Sacred Intent, Maximize the Moments of Your Life. He writes, the best way to manage time is to see it as a gift wrapped in grace, presented to us with each sunrise. And yet all the time given is still a brief moment in a much larger story. Therefore, the brevity of life should serve as a motivator to use time well, not because tomorrow we may die, but because tomorrow we may live. So, Brent, you open the book talking about two lesser-known followers of Jesus, Matthias and Justus. I'd like you to tell us about them and also how they became your homies, because that's what you said in the book.
You know, sometimes you just have to go back to your childhood, and for mine, that was the 90s. And obviously, these are two followers of Jesus that are lesser-known, and yet, at the same time, are disciples of the Lord Jesus who would have a role in the mission of God. And the reason I say that Matthias and Justus are my homies, because I did my doctoral work in leadership and applied theology, which is that I studied the history of leadership theory. And the more I read books about leadership, whether they were academic or non-academic books, the more I read books about leadership, the more I saw that we just kind of held up on a pedestal this notion of rock star leaders, and that's who we should aspire to be. And I just found that I had very little to do with those types of leaders. I'm not the guy who was an atheist and had denied my faith and was, you know, selling drugs to half a city and then all of a sudden had this Damascus Road experience. I was just this punk kid who grew up in a Baptist preacher's home, and my mom said, I'm going to pray for you until you come back to Jesus and until you come back to our home. And so I think some of us have a hard time relating to famous people. And I think that's a good thing, Susie, because I don't think God created us for fame. Mm-hmm. And I think the Bible's pretty clear that there is but one who is famous, Amen. And his name is Jesus. We kind of hold up on a pedestal some of these guys and make them into these famous people that belong on the front of a T-shirt. And what I'm trying to say with this whole statement is God still has a plan, and that those of us who are the lesser known individuals in our culture can still make a pretty big splash for the game.
Indeed. In fact, I think we're going to be surprised when we hear some of the stories and the impact. Thanks again for listening to this highlight from Live the Promise. If you missed the whole show or want to listen to past programs, you can find them at our website at myfaithradio.com.